was riding nighter some many years ago for an outfit in Montana, 1,000 head or so. I was one of many cowboys riding on that night, the night we almost lost a herd and one man lost his life. We were camped up in the valley, 50 miles from town. The last stop on the circle, the cowboys gathered round the campfire with coffee, whiskey, and guns. A deadly combination in the year of 31. Darkness was falling round the campfire light, and that was our calling, head out for the night. To take watch on those yearlings and see that none escaped, a job that would be simple, too simple for fate. Now the bunks were being held up about a quarter mile from camp. The cattle were all bedded down with the moonlight on their backs. The boys back at the wagon, they were getting out of hand when a shot rang through the valley that made the black steer stand. Now the cattle, they were running through the pines, trying to hold the leaders back. Hank's riding for his life when they broke out through the trees, and there came an awful sound. Hank's saddle horse had stumbled and threw him to the ground. Well, the cattle took no notice of that awful wreck. We lost a dang good cowboy, that fall ain't broke his neck. But still the cattle stampede with their heads up in the sky, headed for the rim rock and destined to die. Then from out of nowhere, riding for the lead, was the ghost of little Joe the Wrangler trying to check their speed. He slowed them down to a trot and turned the herd around. Then the cowboys did what cowboys do, got them settled down. Wherever you are, thank you, little Joe. We didn't get the chance to talk, too bad you had to go. Take Hank up there with you to those pearly gates on high, riding for the Lord's night bird in the sky.